And at this time, I'd like to invite our preschool director, Ms. Angie Lopez, forward for a preschool presentation.
Thank you, Reverend James. I'd like to welcome all of our preschoolers and their families, volunteers, and the preschool alumni to our 2018 Preschool Sunday, The Big Transformation. As you know, it takes many individuals to operate a facility such as Hazelwood. Most days it takes as many legs as a caterpillar to get everything done that we need to do. It truly takes all kinds of people to operate a preschool as nice as the one we have here at Hazelwood. At this time, I would like to introduce some of those very special people to you. These individuals are our silent heroes. Many of their tasks are behind the scenes, but are critical to the success of our preschool. They do everything from writing policies and procedures to organizing fundraisers. Of course, I'm speaking of our preschool team. Please stand and be recognized. Kay Schnook, Molly Wance, Julie Thomas, Stephanie Farah, Reverend Jones, Reverend Petty. Thank you, preschool team, for all your support and hours that you spend helping our preschool. I would also like to thank Hazelwood congregation and the staff for their love and support of this wonderful ministry. I would also like to thank my family for their love and support as we continue to strive to be the very best preschool we can be. You are appreciated and loved very much, and I would not be able to do all that I do if it were not for your patience and understanding. Last, but certainly not least, by any means, I would like to recognize our highly dedicated, loving teachers. Please come forward as I read your name. 4-5 lead teacher, Mrs. Samantha Taylor. 4-5 assistant teacher, Mrs. Carol Richard. Four teacher, Mrs. Rachel Smith. 4-5 lead teacher for the twos and threes, myself. Assistant teacher, Mrs. Kayla Stevenson. 5-6 our toddler room teacher, Mrs. Rachel LaRue. Our infant room teacher, Mrs. Vicki Vance. Another infant room teacher, Mrs. Lacey Kirk. And one of the children's favorite people, the snack lady, Mrs. Nancy Swan. Have a little gift for each one of them. There just aren't enough words to tell you how amazing and dedicated these teachers are. They come in early, they stay late, they work countless hours at home preparing lesson plans, Bible stories, and art projects, all to make sure that each child has a solid education experience in these most formative years. They do all these things out of love for each and every one of their students. Thank you, teachers, for everything you do. You may be seated. Just a couple more announcements. We have a little Explorers summer camp table set up in the rotunda if you are interested in sending your child to summer camp this year. Summer camp begins on May 29th, and it runs from Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 5:30, and May 29th is just around the corner. I'm super excited to tell you about our new infant room. If you have not seen our infant room yet, please be sure to stop by and take a peek at how God continues to bless our school. The infant room has brand new cribs, educational equipment, and flooring to make all of our little ones feel right at home. And if you would like to donate to the preschool during offering time, the envelopes are provided in the pews. Please mark them preschool or write preschool in the memo section of your donation. At this time, if I could have the children come forward, we will share our memory work and songs. While the children are coming up to the platform, if preschool families would like to move forward into the front pews, please feel free to do so at this time. When children are finished with their performance, they are invited to sit with their parents to view the preschool video that we've put together.
As we prepare to hear the scriptures read and the word proclaimed, may your hearts and mind, by the power of the Holy Spirit, hear with joy what God has to say to you this morning. Our scripture lesson comes from Romans 12, verse 2, which can be found in your pew Bible on page 162, or you may follow along with the monitors overhead. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. This is the word of the Lord.
In a little while, we're going to show you a video of some of the events that have taken place this year. But before that, I would like to share a story with you. It's called A Very Hungry Caterpillar. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up, and pop, out of the egg came a tiny and a very hungry caterpillar. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still very hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, and he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. That's right. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but was still very hungry. Now you're getting it. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. That night, he had a stomach ache and did not feel well. The next day was Sunday again, and the caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. And after that, he felt much better. Now, he wasn't a hungry caterpillar anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. He built a small house called a cocoon around him, and he stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon and pushed his way out. And lo and behold, he was a beautiful, butterfly. Now, I read that story for a couple different reasons. If you haven't noticed already, our theme this year is Eric Carle's The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Eric Carle is one of my favorite children's authors because his books are so simple, and yet he teaches us something at the same time. When God laid this message on my heart, I couldn't help but see the connection to God's word. Like the caterpillar in our humanness, we hunger for those things of the world sometimes that are not good for us. God tells us, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. I've talked to lots of people over the years about their faith, or lack of, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard them say, I'll go to church when I stop doing this, or when this happens. God doesn't expect us to be perfect. He only expects us to come to Him and ask Him to come into our hearts. It's a gift from our loving Father. His love can't be bought or traded. It's free to all that ask. Just like the caterpillar, our life serving God is a journey, a relationship that needs to be nurtured and grown until one day becoming that brilliant child of God, much like a beautiful butterfly. If you would like to have a relationship with Jesus and begin that journey, I invite you to talk with Reverend Jason or Reverend James sometime. If you are here today and don't have a church to call your home, I would encourage you to make this church your home. There are lots of exciting things that are going on here at Hazelwood Church, and we would love for you to be a part of it. This year, God has blessed us in many ways. He provided us with a grant to begin our new infant room, a way to upgrade our extended learning center, and lots of other new opportunities. However, none of those things compare to the opportunity that we have. None of those compare to the opportunity that we have as a preschool to teach so many children's lives, or to touch so many children's lives at an early age, as well as the families that we serve. I was curious just how many children we've served over the years since we began as a preschool. Since the time this preschool has been in existence, we have had the privilege to share God's love with over 3,000 children and families. What a wonderful ministry. It doesn't get any better than that, does it? Each week, over 300 children and families walk through these doors. Thank you, God, for allowing me to serve you and to serve these families in this congregation. As you can see, God continues to grow this wonderful ministry, allowing us to disciple each child that enters the preschool.